This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello and welcome to Season 3 of Creepypasta Myths. I'm your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Every Child's Fear, written by Anonymous. You remember that feeling, don't you? The feeling that you're being watched, that if you make the slightest movement, you're dead. Everybody had that fear as a child. You wake up in the night, can't go back to sleep, shuffling back and forth from one uncomfortable position to the next, hoping to find a way to sutton the slumber, but you give up. There is no way you're going back to sleep anytime soon. So you simply turn on your side and stare out the window. The road, the lights, the trees, all seem so strange under the cover of night. You try to keep your mind quiet of any distractions, remembering that you still need to sleep, and that's when that feeling hits you. The feeling swarms all over you like an ice-cold blanket that has just been spread across your back. You remember that it is night, and that night is when fear likes to hunt. You feel almost as if you are being watched from behind you. You can't see it, but its eyes are trained on you. You want to move, but you can't. If you do, something horribly wrong is going to happen to you. The only thing you can do is remain quiet and still, and then it won't notice you. As you lie on your bed, frozen in fear, you begin to think about your bed sheets. If only you could quickly grab one bedsheet and throw them over yourselves, to hide your body from whatever evil monstrosity stands behind you. It could be done, perhaps, if you're fast enough and precise. You could succeed. You decide to think no longer. You flip yourself and grab your bedsheets with both hands, without looking around your room, and swipe back down, covering yourself with a thick blanket. Safety. It is then that your mind comes back to you, and you remind yourself that there is nothing there. Darkness clouds that mind, and cause it to hallucinate, with the only limitation being your imagination. You slowly poke your head out of the sheets and scan your eyes around the room. Nothing. You place your head back on the pillow and slowly drift off to sleep. This is every child's fear. And parents always tell their children to go back to sleep, and that it is good for them to work through their fears. They are wrong. Because what they don't know is that when children hide under their bed sheets, the real fear is not what is standing over them, but what is staring at them from under the covers.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.